Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you, Cheryl Hoving. Got your joke. And Mike Kisman of Hammond, Indiana. And Wayne and Pontiac, thank you. And Laura and Debbie and Jenny Trio. And Steve and Orland Park and Nikki Youngren and Don Wolf. And Davis Rand sent us two pictures this week. One is a picture of his excited dog seeing a package at the front door. And there's another picture of his Speed Jokes coffee mug on his piano with this note: the dogs were almost as excited as I was to see this at the front door. Your Speed Jokes coffee mug occupies an honored place on the piano, along with a picture of my mother. Of course, if I'm playing something pretty violent, I will move it off so it doesn't fall. And Greg and
his mother.
I know. I'm like, Mom could take a header, but the Speed Jokes coffee mug gets preserved. And Greg in Naperville sent this joke in. Octopus with eight pistols comes upon a cat. Cat says, "You're one short." And I wrote back and I said, "I love this joke, but I don't think I get it." And he wrote back both an explanation and this. He said, "John, I am very proud that I have a Speed Jokes coffee mug. Two jokes I have submitted were jokes of the week, and now I have two that I have had to explain to you despite the rule." Neighbors and friends who are listeners have said, "You're Greg in Naperville. I should put it on my resume." Okay, here it is. Octopus with eight pistols comes up on a cat. Cat says, "You're one short."
Right.
You okay, get it.
I get yes, it.
I
absolutely.
Get it. I do not. I do not.
I didn't
I looked
get
at
it
that
the first time, but I got it now.
Looked at that all week.
Sorry, we cannot explain it.
It's the first rule of Joke Club.
Yep. It's the only rule of Joke Club. Actually, there's a sub-rule. No jokes can go longer than 46 seconds. Research shows 77% of gym members do not know the gym is closed. Of course, the five-second rule doesn't work if you have a two-second dog. Remember this. Your kids will never be as lazy as whoever named the meatball.
Wait. What?
Remember, we do repeat jokes. Remember this. Your kids will never be as lazy as whoever named the meatball. What's small, red, and whispers? A horseradish. What do you get when you cross a church with a laser tag park? Pew, 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 pew. I haven't seen a lot of those, but...
That was pretty good.
That was good. Who was choking over there?
Oh, that's me.
Yesterday, we said if you ever feel like your job has no purpose, always remember someone somewhere is installing a turn signal in a BMW. Today, we have how many BMW drivers does it take to screw in a light bulb? And the answer is it doesn't matter. They don't use the blinker anyway. We've been over that. Wife says now that we're married, you can get rid of your Star Wars collection. The husband says, "You're starting to sound like my ex-wife." Wife says, "I didn't know you were previously married." He says, "I wasn't." I went to Barnes & Noble and asked the woman for a book about turtles. She said, "Hardback?" I go, "Yeah, with, you know, little heads. What do you need to know?" A married couple in their 60s are visited by a fairy who grants them each a wish. "I want to travel the world with my darling husband," says the wife. Two tickets magically appear in her hand. Husband says, "Well, I wish to have a wife 30 years younger than me." And poof, he magically turned into a 92-year-old. Got to be careful how you word those wishes, kids. What's a ghost's favorite TV show? Schitt's Creek.